Music from the production of Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, The Cry of the Mines, in production now at Su Teatro here in Denver, Colorado. That music, Carlos, kind of has that railroad sort of drone.
It's the music of drudgery. It's the music, not the music itself, but the expression of people, you know, really in work misery almost. Yeah.
You got to think of what it took 100 years ago to get coal out of the ground, and there was a lot of lot of hard work.
But in it, there's an expression. There's an expression of perseverance, an expression of getting to the other side. That's what I hear.
This program, Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, The Cry of the Mines, is in production now at Su Teatro. The playwright, Tony Garcia, is here with us this morning. Welcome to the other 8:30.
Yes, I usually work on the other end. Actually, I like to come in now because my voice is a lot deeper at this point, and then by the afternoon, I'm back to my pre-teenage voice. Thank you for having me.
You wrote a lot of music. It's a musical about a tough topic, one of the most infamous labor massacres in American history.
Yeah, you would think that the subject matter would be just very painful. It is painful to watch, but it's uplifting, as Carlos says. The song that you heard was called Arriba Quemando el Sol, which is above the sun. above the sun is burning, and it really is kind of offers that contrast between living a life. Here in Colorado, we have so many days of sunshine, and, for example, living in Seattle where you don't have any sun. And imagine the life of a miner in Colorado who goes to work when there's no sun and comes out of the mines and there's no sun. You know, so it offers that contrast.
Yeah. We are talking about the production of Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, on stage at Su Teatro, 721 Santa Fe Drive. Playwright Tony Garcia is here with us, the music director as well, Daniel Valdez. The Ludlow story, 100 years ago in April of 1914, there was a labor struggle. I'm looking at a picture from the Wikipedia page. Ludlow, a canvas community of 900 souls, was riddled with machine guns shooting 400 bullets a minute. Then the tents were burned. The site is private property leased by the Miners Union, which has supported the colony 7 months. We're talking about the Colorado Fuel and Iron coal mine.
Owned by the Rockefellers.
Yeah, owned by John D. Rockefeller, right? Purchased by them. CF&I still in business down in southern Colorado, but this was a really, really dark chapter.
Well, when the miners went out on strike, and it was a multicultural, it was a very multinational mining crew. So there were Italians, there were Greeks, there were Mexicans, there were African Americans. It was everybody was in those mines working, and even within that unity, you had a lot of segregation and issues about that those cultural frictions. And the company liked that kind of thing. So anyway, they kicked them out of the housing and they moved on into these tents during the course of the strike. And because the company used to shoot, there was a group called the Baldwin Fouts Group. If you Google them, you'll find out they were just a bunch of goons. They used to shoot into the tents, in order to protect the women and children, they built pits underneath the tents where they would hide in. On April 20th, when they started shooting, they decided we're just going to get rid of the tent colony completely. And they went down and they burnt the tents. And after they uncovered everything, they found that they had killed 19 people, and 11 of them were children, a 2.5-month-old baby.
Tony Garcia wrote Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas. What's the Mexican-American story? Migrants would travel where the work was, and they found themselves in your story in Ludlow.
In our story, it follows the path of a lot of Chicanos in that the family begins in New Mexico where they're living on, they lose their land grant because of taxes. All of a sudden, they find an inflated tax bill. And so they move, and the only place they can find work is they find work in Ludlow. They move. The father is killed when he works in Raton. All those areas coming up from Las Vegas, New Mexico, all the way into southern Colorado are all mining areas. And there were tons of Mexicans. That's like our block. It's a big block of where we live. And so, you know, it has names like the Sangre de Cristo, Rio Cuchara.
Sure.
You know, the
Conejos.
Huérfano County.
Yeah, Huérfano County.
All that
Orphan
stuff.
County.
How could we not be there? And actually, there's a conversation about them becoming the orphans.
Yeah.
Mm. The coal was right there at the ground, and so it was easy to get. Very, very busy mining operation. What tone does your story take as you follow these migrant workers in the Ludlow experience?
Actually, there's like a pair. There's parallel stories, and one of them is about a woman who goes down to Southern Colorado to settle up the family business, and the house, the grandmother, the grandparent, everybody's died, and so she's the last one, and she lives here in Denver. She's a progressive, professional woman, and wants no connection to do with this stuff. And it's really as she's starting to uncover and distribute all the goods in the house, she starts to find out the story of what her family actually went through in order for her to be able to survive in that. And so there's a lot of positive stuff in it. It's a really positive story about memory and preserving memory and honoring our ancestors.
Tony Garcia is our guest. He wrote and directs Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, The Cry of the Mines at Su Teatro. There are a couple of familiar faces that I saw. You might know them as voices, hosts from Canción Mexicana that are in the production.
Yes, we do. We have Yolanda Ortega, and Yolanda is playing a curandera. She has that mystical quality to her, right? And, of course, the play was written 22 years ago and is written for Deborah Gallegos. I wrote it specifically for her, and she played the dual lead role, and now she has another role in the play. And also a surprise guest in our pit is Jimmy Trujillo, our bassist, playing bass in this thing. So it's definitely – they add to the quality of this production.
Nice. Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, running through March 30th. At Su Teatro.
That's not very much time.
We're running two more weekends, yeah. Wow. But there's some other things. We are going to run again in May, and we have a really special opportunity. On May 18th, we will go down to the Ludlow camp, and we will perform on the site of the massacre.
Really? What is the site like?
It's a historical marker? It's just a lot. There's a monument there, and they have one of the pits. They call it the pantry. One of the pits that they preserved. They cemented it off, so you can actually go down into there, and it's really very, very eerie in the sense of you just realize what took place there. And so the mine workers, United Mine Workers, are having an event in the afternoon, and we're dovetailing ours. We'll probably perform about 4 o'clock out there. It won't be like what you see in the theater because we won't be able to control. We're able to use projections in the theater.
Right.
You have a really nice controlled sound and stuff like that. And the music will probably sound a little bit different. I did want to mention something about the music, of which I'm kind of proud of, is that most of the music is mine, is stuff that I wrote, but it was filtered through Daniel Valdez, which makes it, this is mine. Yes, it makes it very, very, very better, very much better than what I did it.
Yeah. You're playing the harmonica here?
That is not me. That's Steve Nash. This is one of my songs, though.
Ludlow, El Grito de las Minas, The Cry of the Mines, on stage at Su Teatro. The website, suteatro.org.
And again, Friday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday. What?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday
Thursday,
this week.
Friday, and
Thursday,
Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week.
Of next week.
And then check our website for the May. We're going to bring it back for 3 days before we take it down south. So check our website at www.suteatro.org.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you.